Good morning.
So I know not a lot's happened so far, but do you relish this, or is this potentially a cluster?
Oh, look, I certainly, I wouldn't really say either, actually, Mike. You know, this is just the process with the MMP, and it's a process that both parties are used to. You know, we know that we have a responsibility to move as quickly as we reasonably can to form a stable government, but that does mean at this point, when you have such a large portion of special votes, that there will be some waiting involved as well. I mean, 380,000 people's votes haven't yet been counted.
Yeah. So, what's your sense of that? What's your sense of the role of the specials, and maybe Peter's mind especially, to get you up another seat or two, thus give you a better chance?
I don't want to make any assumptions around what any other party leader may be thinking, but I absolutely accept that if you are going to see a change in the proportionality, then that's an important thing to factor in.
So you would be hopeful of another seat or two, and thus you would feel better about things if you got that?
I don't want to predict to, oh, everyone would feel better when they get an extra seat, regardless of the situation they're in. I don't want to presume too much about those specials, but traditionally, they have tended to favour the other bloc. In the past, we've seen National lose a seat, and the Greens in the past, for instance, gain. And I'd be hopeful that we might see that. But again, I don't want to assume too much for them, but there are a substantial number left to count.
Is this good MMP, some guy with 9 seats holding you to ransom?
It's MMP.
Is it good MMP, though?
I don't think it's fair to term it in that way. There are a couple of parties who are in a position to be negotiating, and it's our job to do that. And it's up to us to make sure that we keep in proportion what then is negotiated between ourselves.
Mm.
So it's as much our responsibility to make sure that we keep in proportion the expectation of voters when they cast their vote for Labor, for instance, for us to pursue our major policy initiatives, and then to weigh that up against what a smaller party might also
dare I suggest that is hopelessly idealistic.
You can suggest it, I won't accept it. I mean, essentially what you're saying is that MMP's a dog if you allow...
He is going to pin you to a wall with a gun to your head, and he is going to extract everything he needs out of you or walk away, and that's who he is.
And it is up to us individually to determine what we negotiate. You can't hold one party to account on that. You've got to hold us to account on that too.
Yeah. Do you see a crossbench deal as a genuine possibility or no?
Not so much. I think we'll all be looking for stability. You know, we've got 3 years. We've got to think beyond just the signed and sealed deal. We've got to think about what will happen over the next 3 years and what will give us that stability, that confidence in what's the arrangement.
Do you worry about the gaps? I mean, the water tax, the capital gains tax, the Marriage Tax, those are massive. I mean, you're diametrically opposed.
There's common ground in there as well, and sometimes when it comes to the outcome, there's certainly common ground. You know, do parties, you know, believe in trying to improve the quality of our waterways? Yes. Do we want to deal with the housing crisis? Yes. I mean, there is some common ground in there, and again, that's up to the major parties to determine what they want to hold on to in achieving the goal of a stable government, but also some of the things they campaigned on.